This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. After the M score, that unsung economic indicator, comes the story of an unsung ingredient of sorts coming out of the shadows after years of semi-obscurity. Cottage cheese. Yes, cottage cheese, that curdled milky product, has become the latest viral food craze. Julia Munslow is a senior platform editor for The Wall Street Journal who wrote about cottage cheese for the paper the other day. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
I have to say, first of all, and I know writers don't usually choose their own headlines, but the headline on this one, way cool, W-H-E-Y, simply brilliant. Chef's kiss.
Shout out to the headline writers.
That's right. That's right. There you go. So cottage cheese, not typically one would associate with younger consumers of foodstuffs. And in point of fact, and my mom's going to yell at me when she hears this, but it's like my mom's generation stuff, right? 60s and 70s and weight loss. But now all of a sudden, as you say in this piece, it is cool. How did that happen?
So dairy executives are really excited about the resurgence of cottage cheese, and they're really crediting that to social media and the innovation that we're seeing in the recipes that are spreading there. The hashtag cottage cheese has more than 300 million views on TikTok alone, and a lot of those videos are young consumers discovering it for the very first time.
I have to point out that a lot of the consumption of cottage cheese is not actually of cottage cheese like it used to be. It's cottage cheese in ice cream, cottage cheese in breads and cakes and all kinds of different stuff. So there's a little camouflaging going on here, if I might.
Absolutely. Again, it's that innovation. People are blending it into pasta sauces, pancakes, dips, cookies, even using it to make bread. And, you know, part of that is the texture of cottage cheese, those curds,
yeah,
can be a bit polarizing. And so,
yes,
you know,
can.
So blending it for those people who are not big fans of those lumpy curds, it allows them to enjoy cottage cheese as well.
I did love the fact that you spoke truth to power in this piece and you called them lumpy white curds.
It is what it is.
Right. It is what it is. We should be clear here that even before the recent social media craze on cottage cheese, it was very nearly a $1 billion industry. I mean, people were eating it.
Yes, definitely. Especially, as you mentioned, in those 1960s, 1970s, it was hugely popular and really seen as a diet food. So it would be common to eat, you know, a scoop of cottage cheese,
right,
maybe with a hamburger patty.
Like on the hamburger patty?
You know, together with
Okay.
Side by side. Although, you know, maybe there are people who put it on the patty. You never know.
I don't know. Maybe. So look, here's the actual nuts and bolts question of this thing. Can it last, or is cottage cheese just having a moment and will soon fade? Because we've seen that before, right? There was that whole feta thing a couple of years ago with baked feta.
Definitely. I mean, I think one of the differences here is that this cottage cheese surge is coming as Americans are prioritizing protein in their diets. So cottage cheese has a little bit more protein than about a cup of Greek yogurt. And so it makes sense as a segue if you're a little bit tired of the Greek yogurt trend, you're moving over to cottage cheese. I think time will tell. But, you know, these days we're seeing both young consumers discovering it for the very first time. Cottage cheese sales are up 15.9% over the 52 weeks that ended May 21st. And, you know, that older consumer who was eating it in the 1960s, the 1970s, they're still big fans of cottage cheese as well. So,
all right, so here's the put up or shut up question. Do you eat cottage cheese? Like not diluted, right? Not in breads or, you know, cakes, but like the actual product?
I do eat cottage cheese. I enjoy it on toast, so you'll have to tell me if that counts.
Goodness. I think it does.
Or not.
I think
okay,
it does.
Yeah. Some cottage cheese on toast, a little bit of honey, maybe some red pepper flakes.
I mean, that's almost avocado toast, for crying out loud.
It's close. It's really close. Good, though. You should try it.
I don't know. Julia Munslow, she's a senior platform editor. She's on the visual storytelling team at The Wall Street Journal. Julia, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.